We are live.
Okie doke.
Okay. So today we are going to talk a little bit about confidence and how confidence grows when we stop comparing ourselves to other people and then start appreciating our own journey. So my first question, I'm going to start off with a question. Who do you usually compare yourself to? Do you compare yourself to friends, to celebrities, to classmates, to colleagues? Who do you usually compare yourself to if you do this?
Ladies first, Sarah.
Yeah. So I try just to remember. So I think I haven't compared myself with any celebrity. So because I didn't know them. So usually we just saw them on screen or social media. So we don't know them and they're not live. So I didn't do this before and I think I will never do it. But it I am not like an angel. So I compare myself with others. But it depends about the situation. So if I am in gym, maybe I compare, if I saw someone, so I will compare myself with them. Also in work, especially when you have, when I like have a colleague, like same work experience, same education, but they are in higher position or they take more advantage. So sometimes it, we compare ourselves with them, like what we are missing. So can we improve ourselves to get what they have or more?
Okay. And then do you compare your fitness or your strength to someone in the gym as well?
Always. I
Always.
don't, it's not like I want to. I don't know, but sometimes like there's sound whispering my ear like this. Oh, they're like comparing how they are like using the machines or handling stronger weights that I used to do it. So there's like some like whispering there, but I tried always to shut it down.
Okay. Now, do you go to the gym alone or do you go with someone?
No, Allah. And I don't
Okay.
like to go to the gym that I know anyone there.
Okay.
Yes. So I can't do any mistakes with no guilt.
Okay. Okay. Frank, what about you? Do you compare yourself to others?
I don't actually know. When my father died, I learned a lot about him that I didn't know when he was still alive. And it kind of rocked my image of him a little bit. I would look up to my father because he and my mother, they were, I think, together for, well, they were married for almost 60 years, and they were together, I think, 5 years before that. So they were and together for an incredible amount of time. And my mother always said after his death that she would never ever find a person with whom she could talk so intensively again. And they just talked for 60 plus years. And my father, when he never went to university after graduating from school. He was, I think, the only one in his class who didn't go to university. He did an apprenticeship. And then was for with a company and then was posted overseas. And he was of enormous curiosity. I would go, I think we talked about this at one point, Yonita. If I had a maths problem, I would go to my father and he would try and explain the problem or the solution to me. But he would start with the creation of the earth, let alone,
Yes.
he would start, Adam and Eve were nothing. They were old people by the time, my father would start, there was this universe, and he would cast this story. And then when he retired, he went to university on a distance learning program, and he studied philosophy, sociology, and he was constantly looking for people to talk at, not talk with, but talk at. He wanted to pontificate and share his knowledge and what he'd learned with everybody who was within earshot. And he amassed this enormous collection of books, which I now have, all the philosophy books, all the, you name it, it is there. And my father could talk and talk and talk and talk for days on end. And then I saw this collection, and it was probably a good 2 years before it moved out of his bedroom into what we now call the library here. So we have a separate room full of books, nothing else but books. And when the books came, his philosophy and his books came over, I sort of started looking at them, and a lot of them were actually not read. They were still in pristine condition. And I thought, how could this man say so much so intelligently, buy all these books? But I questioned whether he actually read them.
Yes.
So that was a bit of an interesting revelation. But I still look up to him, because even 6 years after his death, because he was just a brilliantly curious person, in the sense of he wanted to always find out things. Comparing myself with others, not so much comparing, but learning from others. So as you know, Janita, we're working with one fairly senior manager at the moment. He is younger than you are.
Yes.
Albeit marginally, I suppose. And what I find fascinating is that he is a very intelligent person. He does not spend his time with trivialities. He is focused, he is ambitious. And he wants to go places and do things, and he wants to leave a legacy. Sort of in private moments, I ask myself, what do he and his wife talk about at the dinner table? But
That
maybe,
would be interesting.
she's of the same caliber. We don't know, and I don't think we'll
Yes.
ever find out. So I don't compare myself with this particular person. The comparison would be completely wrong. But I sort of look at him more as a role model, maybe, or as a person for whom I have enormous respect, because he has done a lot already in his 30x years that he has been around. And I admire him for that, and I respect him for that. And I enjoy the conversations we have with him, because I hope that he will benefit from you and I, but also that I certainly, and I think you do as well, benefit from him,
Yes.
in learning. So I don't compare myself with him, because I don't think I can, but I will invest and make time for this particular person, and there are others similar to him, where
Yes.
I will make time and say, if I get an opportunity to speak with that particular person, then I don't care what's in the diary. it goes. Yeah. You might be the exception, but so it's not a comparison, but an admiration, I think. And I suppose there is a certain comparison in there, but it's not the same.
Yes. Okay.
Now
That's very interesting.
you two are all.
Now me. Well, I used to do it when I was cycling. So I would compare myself to other cyclists. But even though we were all different ages, there were men, there were women, there were kids, teenagers. But I kind of used that as a comparison and at how fit I was, how fast I was, how fast I could finish a 20 kilometer, and that helped. At that specific point in time, it actually helped because then I realized, okay, but this old man is much faster than I am. I want to be that fast. Or, oh wow, this girl just beat me, but she's like 15 years old. Then I knew that I don't think I can compete with that because she has the energy, she has the legs. I don't.
I mean, that's an interesting point because I think it shows, what is it that you are comparing?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you
Yes.
comparing something that is measurable, like speed, fitness?
Yes.
You set that as a benchmark,
Yes.
or are you comparing yourself, which is what probably 99% of all people will say, especially in social media? Well, he's got a nicer house than I have, so he must be doing better. The fact that it's probably filtered and so on is completely beside the point.
Yes.
So that comparison, an athletic comparison or a sports comparison, makes sense. A lifestyle comparison
Yes.
does not make sense. Excuse me, does not make sense. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You can't, in my opinion, you can't compare yourself to someone who has a nice house or a nice car, and you don't have the same because you are not in the same place in your life. Maybe you are the same age, but you have different jobs, you have different responsibilities, different things to take care of. So to compare yourself it, like in that way, it's not going to,
Exactly.
it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But for like fitness, to test my fitness and the different groups of people that I went riding with was easier. Because if I went out with a group, then maybe they call it the slow group. Let's call it the slow group. We go out with the slow group, and then I realize, but I'm actually a bit faster than these people. I'm actually a little bit fitter. So let's try the next group. So we go to the next group, and then I realize, okay, I can keep up with them. I like it here.
Yeah.
It's comfortable, it's fast, but it's comfortable. I'm not dying. And then there was one time that I went out with a faster group, and that was a disaster because I was fit, and I managed to do the amount of kilometers that they did, but I wasn't as fast as they were. So I was holding them back a little bit.
That's of course.
But they invited me and I said yes, and they waited for me if they had to, and they helped me if they had to. So
But that's the flip side of the coin because, of course, they
yes.
will know that they too came from somewhere
Yes.
further down the success ladder.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And a team spirit is that everybody is in it together, and you support each other no matter where
Yes.
you are in the scheme of things. Yeah.
Yes.
And that motivates as well, and that's where you
Yes.
improve. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So that is, at the moment, I can't think of something. Well, maybe health.
That's not, no, I wouldn't compare that. I wouldn't
No,
compare
just the feeling better.
arms.
That's all.
Yeah.
Yes, that's just a joke. Okay. So What is confidence in your own journey? So confidence is not being better than others, but it's being comfortable with who you are and how far you've come. And then if you imagine two people, let's say they are runners, and one is running up a mountain and the other one is running on a flat road. We can't compare them with each other because they do completely different things. Running up a mountain and running on a flat road is two different paths. And with this, everyone in life has their own trail. Yeah. So like what I've said with comparing your house or your car to your friend's house and your friend's car, it's not going to work because everyone has their own trail, their own rhythm, their own responsibilities. But sometimes when we compare ourselves, let's use materialistic things, for example. Sometimes we feel we are not good enough. Sometimes we feel like, oh, I also want a nice house or I also want a nice car. And that steals our confidence. So in my opinion, it depends what we are comparing. Okay. So I think that it is okay to compare yourself to something that is measurable, but something that's materialistic in a sense that doesn't make sense because it actually steals your confidence. So your confidence drops when you measure yourself against people with different journeys and different paths.
Indeed, it does.
Yes. Okay. So at some point, we have to appreciate our journey. We have to appreciate our own progress and our own growth and focus on what we have instead of what we wish to have. Or maybe if you are afraid to cooking, try something new. Okay. Push yourself to cook some new dishes or try some new dishes, because in the end, it's also going to boost your confidence. Okay, so I'm going to ask some more questions. We'll do some deep thinking questions first, and then we'll do the silly ones. Okay. So the first question, why do we often see other people's strengths, but not our own? Sarah, what do you think?
Well, it's a really difficult question. So, of course, because everyone wishing to have things, and when we admit our weaknesses, we will see it as a strength in others, even if it's like basic thing, because we are wishing to have this thing, this kind of thing. So, and because we are focusing in our weaknesses, that will actually let us forget about the strength that we have. And sometimes others, they are wishing they will have it. And we think it's something normal that we don't have anything better than the others. So we think it's like, it's a normal, not a strength even. Yes, maybe I think that's why. We think people are different, even if they are just people.
Okay. Okay. And that's also an important thing to remember. Everyone is just human.
Yes.
Yes. And it's something I had to remind my mom of last week. So they are doing a training course to become honorary rangers. So that means when they go to a national park, they can keep an eye on the animals. If there's an animal that's hurt or something, they can call in the rangers, and they can also help with different kind of things. If they see papers lying around where they are not allowed to climb out of the vehicles, they can climb out to pick up the papers, but only within a distance and so on. So they went to meet one of the managers or one of the people higher up, higher rank. And my mom sent me a message and she said to me she feels very stressed. So I said to her, well, remember, he's just human, just like you are. He's also just human. Nothing. My dad went with her. He also did the interview. So I told her there's nothing to worry about. She just has to keep in mind that he's also human. So it went well. They are in the process to complete the course and so on, and she made it through the interview, even though she was very worried. Okay. Frank, why do you think we often see people's strengths but not our own?
Difficult question for somebody who is in his 60s.
Maybe you have a better answer. Maybe you know, maybe you have the wisdom.
Oh, thank you. I don't think so. I'm not that intelligent. I think with age, you sort of become more relaxed because you don't have to prove yourself to anybody anymore.
Yes.
And with age comes liberation because you can do anything, and at worst you'll be ignored, at best you'll be just labeled as being a lunatic, eccentric. And I suppose that's the advantage of being at this stage of my life, which doesn't mean I still have ambitions and goals and things I want to accomplish. And if I watch musicians that are sort of maybe my age or just a tad older, I mean, we sort of grew up together, as it were, yeah. They're much more relaxed and much more enjoyable to watch than when we were all in our 30s, because we've done everything, yeah, and we're just enjoying ourselves now. We don't have to build anything. We don't have to show that we are the greatest. We don't have to attract any partner and show off and do anything, because it's not expected of us, and probably not even appreciated here, unless, of course, and that brings a lot of freedom with it, yeah, because then you can be much more yourself, yeah.
Yes.
So maybe when I was 30 years younger than young father, I had something called a career ladder ahead of me. I left the industry and did something different. I remember when I started doing what I do now, 31 years ago, I said to the uncle who had given me the task to draw a car, which I never fulfilled. I said to him, in 5 years' time, I want to have my own rooms with my name outside in a sort of a brass plaque, the name of my school and my name underneath it. I did it in 3, but it was more serendipity than anything else. Yeah, I met the right person at the right time who wanted to do something, and I did it for her. But you have these ambitions and these goals, Our client that we're talking about, yeah, he is hungry. He wants to achieve something. So
Yes.
he will look at the strength of others and measure himself. I'm a bystander in this and just say, well, okay, let's see what happens. Yeah, totally relaxing feeling. So maybe that's where it all comes from. Yeah. So
Yes.
my answer is different because I'm a generation ahead. Yeah.
Yes.
which doesn't mean I like hanging out with young people because I can still learn from them.
Yes. So that kind of reminds me when I was younger, I used to care if people liked me. Oh, I hope they like me. I go for a job interview and, oh, I hope they like me. And as you grow older, I don't know, I kind of lost that. The same with the cycling with the different groups. Oh, I hope they like me. But later on, I realized that it doesn't matter.
I mean,
just be yourself, just be who you are. And if they like you, they do. If they don't, it's fine.
I suppose, well, there's an origin for that, I suppose, because you could, on social media, you could like a person or you could like something. And it started with Facebook, you know, the thumbs up.
Yes.
And that's how it started. And of course, that was the addiction of it all, you know. I want to be liked. Yeah.
Yes. Or you want to get the most likes on this photo.
Exactly. Or something like that. Because it was a visual confirmation.
Yes.
I think you know this by now. There is one thing that drives me insane. It drives me absolutely nuts is when I do something and I send something out and there's just nothing but silence. No.
Oh, just silence.
This is silence. Yeah. And it's not that I want to be liked or that I want to be appreciated. I just want to know if people, you know, not like, I was going to say like what I do, but if it's interesting for them.
Because it's just like confirmation.
Yeah, I don't want. Yeah, I don't want their praise. I just want to know. Yeah, okay. Yeah, this is interesting. Yeah, because with what we do, you know, I want to support them and help them, and I throw something at them. But all you get is this saturated silence.
Yes,
because we don't actually do anything anymore except consume. We don't think. We don't reflect that much. We don't really discuss that much anymore. Yeah, we just absorb quantities of whatever it is, 99%, most of it, in my opinion, rubbish. Yeah. But that's normal. Yeah. So that's the one bugbear I have, but I'm learning to live with it because, as Harry Belafonte sang about the song of the birds and the bees, he's saying, now that I am 93, I don't give a damn, you see.
Yes. Yes, but I think I don't think it's that you care less. You just, like you said, you don't have to impress anyone anymore. You don't have to prove anything to anyone anymore. So I think as you grow older, that I want to be older.
No, you don't. I forbid you.
Not yet.
Okay. I sometimes think about that. I think it's actually, you know, I wish I were young. Yeah.
Yes.
Or maybe, you know, meet in the middle somewhere. But anyway, we digress.
Yes. Okay. Then how would life be different if we never compared ourselves to anyone?
Sarah.
Yeah. So I believe comparing ourselves to others, people are comparing themselves, it's not that bad thing. There is a lot of advantage thing, and it's actually a chance for us to grow, to learn more, to change. So if it's life without comparing ourselves and people as they as born, I think it will be like, sorry, but a stupid world, also lazy world. There is no chance to grow, no chance for better future, because everyone stick in the way that he is like to be. And other side. So if it's for us, I will think that I will like have like this very comfortable job just to have like enough money. I will be lazy. I will be sitting in my bed most of the day. I will eat whatever I want. So this is the kind of things that I will I will just do it if I'm not comparing myself with others and also trying to improve myself to be with others in that different world or even future. So sometimes now, years ago, I think someone have just a bachelor degree, it's something great. He's like a smart, but now bachelor degree is like a basic. So this is the way that how it's changed, because people are comparing themselves with others. So we need to learn more to educate ourselves more. So I think also in future it will be something else, but we need to change with the future and by comparing ourselves with others.
Okay. Yes. And Frank, what do you think? How would life be different if we never compared ourselves to anyone?
We wouldn't live.
Okay. Why?
There are two strains of thoughts here which are not connected, but that at the first sight, but they are connected. So I once listened to a radio program that played on the theory that we all know, we may not accept it, but we all know that at some point we are going to die. It's a given.
Yes.
We just don't know when and how.
Yes.
And someone played through the theory that if we actually knew the precise moment that our life comes to an end, what would actually happen? And the answer is that nothing would happen, because why bother doing anything if we know that it's not going to be worth the effort, because, well, we're going to go anyway, so why bother? That's the simplified version of quite a long radio program. And the connecting thought to the comparison is that we have a built-in survival instinct. And if we stopped comparing ourselves with other people, we wouldn't actually be able to survive, because we wouldn't know what to do. Yeah. So maybe the question is not the right one. You know, why are we comparing ourselves? Well, we want to survive. We want to learn from other people so that we can survive. Whether what we do is good is a totally different question. But from a personal, egotistical point of view, I want to be on this planet as long as is absolutely possible. Yeah. And so I'm going to do everything to survive, because I know at some given point in time, I will not be here. And that's not really that motivating.
No.
And there's a book written by somebody, I don't know who, and I think the title is called The Rational Optimist. And that person argues that we have this ingrained desire to continue as a human race. Some of us will make a total hash of it. Others will do something good. But we are destined to continue as a species on this planet. we will mutate and change over generations. So we started off as Neanderthals. Some of us haven't actually moved out of that stage. We are still Neanderthals in the 21st century. Others are more enlightened and civilized, and somehow this whole mess of humanity will continue evolving into something in the future. We may have bigger heads and smaller feet and no arms and so on and so forth, but something somehow we will continue.
Yes.
And we can only do that if we actually compare, because in the comparison lies the learning, and that's what triggers everything. That would be my 30-second answer to your question.
Okay. Okay.
Can we have your
So
thoughts on the
my thoughts. I don't know.
matter?
Well, I think, like, obviously we need motivation. We want to do things. We want to learn. And we want to accomplish things. But I think in a way, if we see someone else do something, that makes us think, okay, but what can I do? If you think about people inventing things like Leonardo da Vinci, he invented the flying machine, or he called it a flying machine that we know as airplanes now. So he started with that, but and then he's known as a painter. But a lot of people forget about his inventions that he also created. But if he just, I'm going to use him as an example. If he just sat back and I'm just going to paint my pictures, I don't care about science and life and human anatomy and whatever. I think that maybe there might have been someone else who was interested in it, but people started seeing this and they started doing more research and they started studying these kind of things more. And now today we have airplanes to fly around. But I think if we don't have that motivation or that curiosity, or if we don't compare ourselves to others, I think that there'll be nothing.
There's also a very fine line. What are you going to compare yourself? Because there's also a very
Yes.
fine line to the concept of power.
Yes.
And if you look at the global political landscape at the moment, which is far from pretty, it
Yes.
is just one gigantic power play, because there are a handful of people on this planet with way too big egos.
Yes.
And of course, if one says mine is bigger than yours, then the ego of the other person says, well, actually, okay, so it is, but then I want mine to be bigger than his.
Yes. Yes.
And the rest of us are sort of just looking at this crazy circus and saying, when are they actually going to grow up? But in the meantime, we might have actually sort of suffered a few knocks in between,
Yes.
some stronger than others. So there's also a direct link. So that, the survival instinct, the wanting to ward off death as long as is possible,
Yes.
and some of us just have this incredible desire for a lot of power,
Yes.
and when they have it, they cannot let it go.
Yes. Okay, let's do some fun questions. Okay, my first question is, if you could compare yourself to an animal, what kind of animal would you choose and why?
There's your dog whining in the background there, yeah?
Yes, I'm just going to open the door for him.
Okay.
He keeps me company at night. Okay. So if you could compare yourself to an animal, what would it be and why? Yes, Sarah?
So maybe I answered this question on Monday, but
Mm-hmm.
I just doing like my head a quick searching about animals. So life of animals is very hard. So I can't say birds. So sometimes will someone catch me and fuck me forever. So it's hard. So I will keep my answer, lion.
Yes.
Again, for the reputation, because they have this reputation and everyone respects them, and they don't again need to do anything. As also you mentioned that the male actually, they are not doing anything, and they will take all the fur that all the reputation. So they are the king. So I will be male lion.
Okay, the male lion, you don't have to do
Yeah.
anything.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Frank, which one would you choose?
There's a song in German, but I'm not going to choose that as my animal. But and I'm going to translate it into English, but it's not going to work because the English words don't rhyme. But it would be, if I were a chicken, I wouldn't have anything to do except to lay an egg a day, and on Sundays maybe lay two eggs. Right?
Wow.
And I suppose I because we have four cats, so that the cat would be sort of close at hand. I often sort of say, God, in my next life, I want to be a cat because the cats we have, I would like to believe they lead a very comfortable life here. They spend an inordinate amount of time. I'm actually quite a lazy person. People would be surprised, but I'm actually deep down a very lazy person. A bit like our client says, I'm like a river. You know, you go with the flow and the path of least resistance. And cats, I mean, they just sleep for inordinate long time.
Male
Something
lions too.
that I'm lacking at the moment. They snuggle up. They want cuddles. They raise terror in order to get food. I mean, our number three cat, Friday, she hurls herself against the door. She is one of the best communicators I know. Yeah, you can look her in the eyes, and you know exactly what she wants. Yeah. And then they have this incredible freedom because they can go in and out of the house through the back window and all year. And they can go to the huge buffet that is outside and come back with some dead animal of some description. And then they can look perfectly innocent and say, well, you know, I'm just going to lie here now. And I don't have to do anything because I know I will be looked after and pampered and cared for. Yeah. So that would be nice.
Yes.
I'd probably get bored very quickly, but I just for a week, I think that would be really, really nice.
Just for a week.
Maybe a little bit longer. Yeah, but yeah, I think a cat would be good.
Okay.
Not the cat food. I'd probably want proper
No, not
food.
the cat food.
Remember that discussion?
I remember that.
So no, proper food.
Okay.
And you?
I'm trying to remember what I said to Sarah on Monday, but I can't remember if I actually chose an animal. Can't remember what I said, but today I think I'm going to choose a fictional animal, the unicorn.
A surprise.
Yes. So I think I'm going to choose the unicorn because they are magical, they are colorful, they seem to be happy. And then there was a movie I
Oh,
can't
yeah.
remember the movie, but
Yeah.
they had there was a black unicorn, kind of look a little bit dangerous, like a monster, but it ate Skittles.
What, the sweets? Because I think there are sweets
Yes,
called
the
the
sweets, the
foods. Okay.
Skittles. Yeah, so there was a little girl and this unicorn were charging at them, trying to stab them with its horn, and she threw the Skittles at him and she said, "Taste the And then it calmed down and they could actually climb onto the unicorn and ride it. So I think I will compare myself to a unicorn. Maybe not that one in particular. That one is a bit dangerous.
You know that in our part of the if you were a unicorn that you would own a brewery in our part of France, because
Wow.
there's actually a brewery called Licorne, which is the French word
Yes.
for unicorn,
Okay.
and they make rather good beer as well.
Okay.
So, should you ever make it your way to this part of the world, you are going to have to drink some Licorne beers.
Definitely. I will have to try it. Okay. Then, if confidence had a theme song, what would your theme song be? If it had a theme song, what would your theme song be?
Let's start. Oh, you answered first. You answer this question.
Who, me?
No, Unika.
Me.
She always listened until the last one. Then no, you answer first.
I will go first. The first song that popped into my head was, or it's a song by Alicia Keys where she sings, "This girl is on fire." It's like a motivational song. Like she can do anything and she's strong. So I think that would be my theme song if it was my confidence. So song by Alicia Keys, "This girl is on fire."
Okay, will you Spotify that to me?
Yes, I will. Yes, I will.
So usually the first song that comes to mind is probably the closest to the truth. And the first song that came to my mind was one of the theme songs from the film 1492, which tells the story of Christopher Columbus when he discovered America.
Okay.
And the composer of that soundtrack for that film, he died a couple of months ago, was a Greek musician called Vangelis. Enormous man, but he played electronic, or he composed electronic music, but incredibly beautifully mel you know beautiful melodies, lots of harmony, etc., etc. And there's one song in this soundtrack where it starts very softly, do 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 do
Oh,
do
yes.
do 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 do. And it just builds up to this enormous crescendo,
Yes. I know the song. They played it for us when we finished high school, the last awards evening. They played it for us. Yes, I know the song.
I mean, a lot of his music goes in the same direction,
Yes.
but I remember I remember talking to somebody on the phone, and I'd just bought the CD, or I'd just listened to the film, watched the movie, or bought the CD, or something like that. And I would just listen to this song over and over and over again until it was sort of like part of me. And I was speaking to somebody, and I said to that person, I said, "Listen, you have to buy this CD. It is the best thing since sliced bread." And she said, "Well, I'm unemployed, so it had better be good, because I don't want to spend whatever it was in those days to buy a CD." I said, No, I guarantee it is really, really good." That was the only conversation I think we had, and then so I never know what the outcome of this was, but I was so taken by it that I was almost forcing it down somebody's throat over the telephone. "You've got to buy this. This is the last thing you do on this planet. You've got to buy it. You've got to buy it." Okay, Sarah, you've had enough time to think.
No, I've answered the first song kept to my mind, actually, the thing. So I'm not familiar with a lot of songs, but I think Royer by Katy Perry, and
Oh,
it's
Rory
like,
is.
right. So it's also fit the personality of Lynn. And actually, she mentioned, I think, in the
The
song
tiger.
Tiger. Yes. And this song's actually with a lot of confident, and she believed on her own ability, and she's capable to be a champion, and she can do a lot of things. So I think it's a good sign.
Yes.
I know it's for the new generation. I know Frankie is not saying what kind of
I'll
sign.
Spotify it to him.
I'm getting a lot of this from Janita. But Sarah, I was just thinking, in the Arabic culture, there is a lot of beautiful music in Arabic culture. I remember I was about 10 years ago, I think, we were in Casablanca, and we took a taxi from A to B somewhere, and the taxi driver had his radio on full blast to some local radio station, and the music that came out from there was sort of like really fantastic. And I tried to make a note of the frequency so that I could try and get the station, listen to it online here back in France. And I remember we used to spend New Year's Eve in the United Kingdom in Canterbury in the southwest of the country. And there was a Moroccan restaurant that we would always go to. It was run by a French person. And one day he had a CD. The background music was a CD. And I actually went up to the cash desk, and I said, "Can you please tell me who this singer is, because this is really wonderful." And he showed me the CD cover, and it was some Syrian woman, Boutros something, and there was one song. It was a fantastic mixture of Oriental and Western music, sort of fusioned together. And then I sort of on YouTube watched some of her concerts. I mean, from the stage performance, Middle Eastern concerts are totally, totally different to what we see here in the West. I mean, you appreciate the music. It's no show. You go there to listen to the music and to someone who can actually sing the song. And you don't have some of this razzmatazz that you have in the West. Ditto, I also knew somebody who lives in Armenia. Yeah, and she too sent me a couple of videos. And I mean, the music is just so spectacular. In many senses, much better than what comes out of the States and Europe. Yeah, and I've got on my playlist, Yanita didn't actually send me this sort of Afro beats, African, modern African music, which is totally different to what we hear in Europe. It's much more melodic. It's much more harmonious. Okay, the lyrics are a bit if you can understand, they're a bit aesthetic. That's my own personal opinion. But I go for the music, I go for the sound, not for the lyrics. And it's just wonderful to listen to. So kudos to what your country or your region produces. Yeah, because it is actually quite worth listening to. And I'm quite surprised you came up with a Western singer and not something out of your own cultural background.
Because most of the Arabic songs, so unfortunately nowadays there's a lot of silly songs, but I will think about this song that before like 10 years old, before that even. So you will not find that kind of the words that in like the Katy Perry song. So there's different words they use it, and you'll find it more about maybe romantic, adult romance words. So you will not find something with Tiger, Shamdin, and this kind of complex word. No, they will not be together. Other things that most of, not most, but the old songs, actually, it's very, very long. So there's some songs for around like hour. And the singer keeps singing for like hour and a half. So you will find, yes. So that's why people are just sitting and eating dinner and they will like to the singer. And they enjoyed actually the moment. Yes.
Okay. Let's end with one last question. If your personal journey was a pizza, what toppings would you show in your progress?
No pineapple.
I think it will be with a lot of vegetables at different colors because we are taking from here and there and we are like improving, so it will be like different colors, so it will be not like one topping. No, and there is like maybe layers because years after year we thought maybe it will be higher pizza.
Okay. Frank, what toppings would you have?
Made a pizza last Friday, so it's still fresh in my mind. Chorizo, hot, spicy, peppers or chilies, again, hot and spicy, balanced by cheese to balance the
Spicy.
spiciness, and garlic, because I love garlic.
Okay.
Lots of it.
Lots of it.
So I have a deep respect for pineapples, but I'm of the opinion that they do not belong on a pizza. But there
I
you go.
disagree. I like them on pizza.
Oh, there's actually something we do not agree upon. My goodness,
Yes,
that's
but it depends. It depends if it's canned pineapple or if it's fresh
fresh.
pineapple, and it depends which place made it. Some places will dry out the pineapple and then it's just gross. Okay, but we'll have that discussion on another day.
Oh, peeling potatoes. I see an
Yes,
episode of Peeling
maybe.
Potatoes. Loop and the mayor have a violent disagreement about pineapples on pizzas. It made the headlines.
How do you feel about pineapple and burgers? Okay.
I have never
We'll have a
even
discussion.
I have never
Interesting.
I well I have never th even thought about it, pineapple on burgers.
We have a like a steak restaurant They sell a burger. They call it a goody burger. So the goody burger has pineapple on it with cheese. It does have the meat patty, and then they have a creamy mushroom sauce on top. Very, very saucy, very messy, but it's delicious.
It has legs.
It has legs.
It has legs. It has. It is something that I would be very curious to try out. Note to self: do this next week. Okay.
But for the burger, they use tinned
I
pineapple.
was gonna ask you: is it tinned pineapple or a fresh
Yes.
pineapple?
Yes. Tinned. I
Okay.
think I've made it with a fresh pineapple in the past.
Okay.
Yes.
24th of September.
Okay. Okay. So I like a we have one pizza place that makes a pizza with olives, mushrooms, there's green peppers, there's garlic, lots of cheese, and then it has bacon bits on it. So they call it a quattro. I like that. So that would be my toppings. Olives, mushrooms, garlic, bacon, and cheese.
Very safe, very safe.
Why?
Well, it tastes good. I'm not criticizing you with that, but that's what, no, it's not criticism. It's just very, very traditional. Yeah.
Traditional. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe just because I like it.
Okay, I'm just winding you up.
Okay. So, Frank, you have the last word.
late hour, but a lovely discussion.
Yes.
Nice and relaxing. And I actually did a little bit of art therapy at the same time. So I've been doodling as
Oh,
I've been thinking of of the answers. I'm actually going to submit this as art therapy to Breeder.
wow. Okay.
Because it was good fun. Thank you. Thank you for your questions. Thank you for the excellent topic in our mindset theme of the month.
Pleasure.
Provocative, thoughtful questions. Thank you, Sarah, for bringing in your side of the answers and your background. Good to learn on that. Thank you, both of you. I had a good time.
Thank you. Okay. Very good. Thank you, Frank. Thank you, Sarah. That was a lot of fun. I feel better.
You sound better. You sound better.
Yes, the spray that I used earlier, that it's amazing. I
Oh,
live for
it was a prey, not the quality of the conversation.
it.
God,
Spray and the conversation
I am disappointed.
and the laughing.
Well rescued.
Yes. Okay. So both of you have a lovely evening,
You
and
too.
then we'll see each other tomorrow. And Sarah, I'll see you on Monday.
Thank you.
Thank
Okay.
you.
Take
Take
care.
care.
Bye
Bye.
bye.
Bye bye.